Yoy.
He's running. Stop him.
Why should we stop him? Maybe he's better off being cut down by the German bullets than dying of hunger and thirst. Doesn't it say, better are those that are struck down by the sword than those that have to endure the horrible pain of hunger and thirst?
There goes Gimple. I can't look. The Germans are shooting. Oh, no.
He made it.
He made it into the forest.
Oh, Baruch Hashem for that. Well, anyway, not much hope for us.
Not much hope for him in the forest. Where's he going to go anyway?
The Germans are shooting!
Oh, no. Someone else must have just jumped out of the window and tried to run to the forest.
But who? Who? Everyone's here.
Gimple? Gimple is running in.
Gimple, don't! The Germans are going to shoot you!
They missed the first time. They'll miss the second time.
Gimple's jumping in through the window. He ran out and he ran back in. And he has a huge big sack.
Hoy, I was just soicha to bake challahs, lekavit Shabbos. Please, everyone, line up and take a challah. Take a Danish, take a cinnamon Danish, take a blueberry Danish. Take whatever you want, lekavit Shabbos. Ay.
But, Gimple, you risked your life to go and bring us food?
You dodged the bullets? Lekavit Shabbos kodesh? Isn't that a good reason? Let's go, Rabbeisai. Eat. Lekavit Shabbos kodesh. It's coming soon. It's not Shabbos yet. I wouldn't bake on Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah taste from the Shabbos food.
Even in a time like this?
Even in a time like this.
Well, you know what happened, Ellie?
Well, what happened?
Before the end of that Shabbos, the British came and they liberated all the people. They were able to live and they survived. So this Gimple, who people called naive, who people called a schlamazel, who people called a fool, this Gimple, with his great courage and great emunah, saved the entire town.
Wow.
So we ought to be very careful before we call someone character names, because we don't know the kaiches that are in a Yiddish and a shama.
I think I got the message. I hope everybody out there does also.
Oh,
Reb Shalom. Shalom Aleichem, Reb Shalom. How are you?
Hi out there. Hi out there. Hope I'm not too late. You know, I kind of got carried away. I took a drink, and after I took my drink, I don't know how to tell you this, but when I took the drink, I kind of think I fell asleep, and I had this weird dream.
Really? What did you dream?
Oh, I dreamt about this challah. So, you know, a bunch of challahs flying up in the air, going zoom.
Really? Danish is challahs?
Oh, Danishes were flying.
It really sounds like a nice dream.
Oh, it was so weird. And
that's beautiful.
I dreamt about a Danish dodging a challah or something.
Really,
like
really,
that.
Really. That's nice.
I don't know. It was just so crazy.
Well, you look like someone that just dreamt about Danishes. You look very happy. May the Rebbeinu Shem give you much brachas and simchas.
Oh, yeah. So I came down here to learn the rest of the lesson.
Did you see Ellie?
Oh, yeah.
Good boy, Ellie, isn't he?
He's what?
I say Ellie's a good boy.
Oh, you mean you like he heard all your lessons that you taught?
That's right.
Oh, so he's not going to be like he used to be before when he spoke Lashon Hara, when he made fun of me being called
Oh,
whoa,
hold
like
that.
That.
Reb Shalom.
He don't do that
Reb
anymore.
Reb Shalom.
Yes.
Reb Shalom.
What's the problem?
You're not allowed to tell or remind people that someone did an Aveira in the past.
Yeah, but I'm telling that he was bad, but now he's so much better.
But
isn't that a good
when someone
praise?
Does tshuva for a sin he has done, the Rebbeinu Shem forgives him completely. His sin is in the past. He regretted it. He changed his ways. Ellie's a whole different person. There's no purpose for anyone else knowing about it.
Oh, I see what you mean. I guess you're right.
Rabbi Erbs, look, Shimmy's here. Shalom Aleichem, Shimmy.
Hi, Shimmy. How are you?
Aleichem Shalom. Wow, it's so good to see everybody. Hi, Rabbi Erbs.
Hi, Shimmy.
Hi, Rabbi Schachter. Shimmy, it's a machaya to see you. It's a nachas. I look at you and I already think about being careful what I say. Ellie, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Baruch Hashem. I learned a lot of things today.
And Reb Shalom, how's everything?
Oh, everything is fine. Thank you for asking.